Our guest today is Pastor Fran Hughes. He and his wife, Tammy, are helping to organize the upcoming Feed My Starving Children mobile pack in the Tomah area. Welcome. Glad to have you here.
Thank you so much for having us here. I am so excited to be here. Must say first right away, I love your radio station.
Listen to it all
the time. So it's great. So thank you for having us.
Oh, so glad to have you. And you pastor two churches.
Yes, I do.
And in the Norwalk area. Tell us about that.
Oh, my gosh. It's going so well. I love my people out there. The two churches that I have is it's the Norwalk Church, but it's in Emmanuel and Salem, but yet we worship together. So we're two places, but yet we really are just one great big church that's just wonderful. So Sunday worship at 10 o'clock. Come on out and join us anytime, please. Sorry.
That's quite all right.
Put that little plug in there. So,
I love that community.
Oh, it's a wonderful, great people out there. So,
Well, tell us about Feed My Starving Children, what the program is, how it works, that sort of thing.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I'm saying this. This is our fourth time that we've done this, and we do this every other year. So our mobile pack this year is going to be July 14th and 15th. It's going to be held at the Tomah Fairgrounds, and the time that it's going to be is on Friday. It's going to be probably around 4 o'clock that we're going to do two shifts, and then Saturday morning we start right away, and also we're going to be doing three shifts that day. The organization will be able to tell us more as we get closer to the date. What it is that this is called Feed My Starving Children, an organization that started up in Minneapolis by a man who did a lot of mission work, and he would go across over to Africa, and he'd see all of the hungry young children who really truly were starving. And he wanted to do something for them. And so he would have like his little granola bars or something that he would feed to them. And yet they were telling him, you really can't kind of do that because they weren't really necessarily used to that food. And so that's why he ended up creating this thing. It's called a manna pack. And that's what we pack when we have these events. And what it is, it's a specially designed food package, kind of like a package of Rice-A-Roni. But it has rice in there, which everyone has. It has soy. It has a lot of vitamins and a chicken seasoning. Well, I think it's vegetables now that they do because most areas are vegetarian. Mm. So, and what we do is that we pack these meals to send overseas or even here in the United States that we've had down south that we've done, especially at hurricane times when there's been a lot of devastation there, to just feed people who are in need of food.
We had the opportunity at a Christian Music Broadcasters Association meeting to see how this works. It's kind of like an assembly line, isn't it?
It truly is. And the great thing about that, though, is because we can have young and old. We've had people who are, young children as 3 or 4 or 5 doing something. And people, honestly, up in their 80s or 90s were helping us out doing something. But we have this for all ages. And what it is that you'll come to the fairgrounds and then you'll check in, and then there'll be a little orientation that's going to kind of help you. And then they'll send you back after you put on the nice little hairnet, because everything's got
to have the hairnet.
Got to have the hairnet on, of course. And then there'll be stations that you'll do, and you'll start packaging the meals. And it's great to see that we'll have about maybe they're called cells, 6 cells probably within the whole area. And that's going to be the stations where everybody's doing these packing of food. And we kind of get competitions going on between all the cells.
But, of course.
But in that time, we will probably, if you come out to the Tomah Fairgrounds on that day, in just about the 2 hours or 3 hours that we have for the packing that you'll do at that one instance, you'll pack almost probably 10,000 or 15,000 meals, which is just wonderful, I think. So
that can have a huge impact on people's lives.
We are hoping to, that whole weekend, we are hoping to reach our goal of 100,000 meals that we want to package. So we are going to be really, that's what I'm mostly here for, is saying, people out there, we're going to need your help. We need 500 volunteers.
And it's fun, and it's good to get the kids involved. Like I said, people everybody. Of all ages
Youth
can get
groups,
involved
churches,
in this.
Yes. Businesses, whatever you have out there, please come and contact us and sign up for this. We'd appreciate it.
So mark your calendars now. Again, that's coming up July 14th and 15th in Tomah. But there's a lot of work that goes into preparing for this. So what's going on right now?
Well, of course, what we're saying that we need the 500 volunteers, but we also have to pay for all of the materials that we're going to be using. Each package the package of meals it really serves a family of four for a day is what it is. And so each package costs 22 cents. And so if we want to package 100,000 of those, I think that math was correctly, it's $22,000 is what we're trying to raise. Mm-hmm. We've got a pretty good start right now, but we're always looking for new fundraising ideas, people who want to get involved, and of course, people who want to donate. And what we like to do is we ask churches or youth groups if they could get involved with us somehow and do that. So
And after the meals are all packed up, you said one of them feeds a family of four for a day. Then what happens to them?
What they do is that they get packed into all these big crates and they get packed back on the semi and they go up to the distribution center up in Minneapolis. And from Minneapolis, then from all of the, I mean, these mobile packs are going on every single weekend all over the United States. And so what that does then is that, but they know the number, I mean, our special pack where it is, and then we get to find out exactly where it gets to be sent to. One of our proud things is that we used to have, there's a good mission group in Tomah for the Haiti mission group. I think you might have heard of that. And actually one time when they were down there in Haiti, our food actually that we packed was being used down there at the same time. So I was
so
thinking,
cool.
Again, Little Tomah, Wisconsin is just doing a lot of great of God's work here. So,
you know, that is amazing with this whole area. You know, yeah. We were talking about Norwalk where you pastor and here in Sparta and just reaching out throughout this entire area. And it's impacting the world.
It is.
For
it
Jesus Christ.
It truly is. You know, and again, it's not that we're asking you to give up a whole bunch of weeks or whatever it is. It's just a little day or maybe for one of those little fundraisers that you can do.
Yes.
And that you can come out and help us. It really is. It's just a wonderful way to, I think it's a good teaching lesson, you know, for your kids.
Hey, definitely.
You know, it really, truly is.
Yeah, get the kids involved. You hear different stories about kids taking the initiative and getting out there and setting up their lemonade stand or
something.
Doing collections. Yeah. So start talking to your kids about it and start saving those pennies and, you know, the allowance. Maybe they'll want to put aside a part of that.
One quarter and all of a sudden you fed a family of four for a day.
And that makes it real to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's families out there who don't have any food to eat. They're starving. But one quarter that you get in your allowance,
exactly.
If you give that to them, it can feed them for a whole day. And that makes it very real. I love what you're doing. Thank you for sharing it with us.
Well, thank you so much for having us. I greatly appreciate it. Again, so love being here.
Yeah. And we'll have you back closer to the date. The packing dates, again, are coming up July 14th and 15th. So go ahead and mark your calendar now.
One thing that I want to say is our Facebook page.
Yes.
We have a Facebook page out there, please. It's called the Tomah Area Mobile Pack. It's on Facebook. So please, all of the events that we do have some events coming up, and it'll be more information about the mobile pack. They'll be there. So Tomah Area Mobile Pack on Facebook.
And we will have all of your contact information on our ministry partner page, and that's at praisenetwork.com. So if you want to find out more, you want to get involved, there's many ways that you can do that. Again, our guest today has been Pastor Fran Hughes, and he and his wife Tammy, that we hear from quite often, are involved in organizing the upcoming Feed My Starving Children, Tomah Area Mobile Pack. Looking forward to being involved in that. And again, thank you for all you're doing.
Oh, great. Thank you for letting me be here.